Hi, welcome to Chit Chat Box. Happy Thursday. Where Paula checks for texts on her phone. And someone said,
shout out to Aubrey. Who literally just texted me screaming at the beginning of the last Chit Chat Box.
Wait,
I don't remember.
What did we talk about last week?
We don't listen to our own podcast. We don't care about it. As we revealed on Monday. So I don't know.
It was in the car. We were in the car when we were recording this, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'm just going to send an emoji.
Okay.
Wait, Aubrey, shout out to you. You're probably experiencing this real time. And then
it was things to do in quarantine. That was the main podcast. Then the Chit Chat Box afterwards.
I don't remember.
The
Chit Chat Box afterwards was literally all over the place. And then we ended with, like, ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Aubrey responded. You're driving and it's just chaos.
It's true, pretty accurate.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Well, Nate's not good with distractions, and I am a distraction. What do you think life is going to be like in Arizona?
Fun.
Why?
Because I get to spend it with you.
Choking on all the cute.
Do you get offended when I make responses like that? Seems very unbalanced.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Seems very
Y'all want an insight into a relationship with this guy? And we woke up one day, and I was being very cute, and I whispered in his ear, I was like, Nate, do you want to go on a date with me? And his response, before I even finished the word date, he was like, ugh. Like, he was just like, ugh.
I didn't mean that. I meant
oh my God,
joke.
Yes, of course you did.
No, I didn't.
You took zero to response. You can't fake a reaction like that
with
zero nanoseconds.
I'm really funny.
To
I'm really
funny. No, and then after he processed really what I had said, he was like, where are we going to go on a date?
Well, I like going on
so
dates
rude.
With you. We just went on a
so rude.
Walk today.
You rejected me, sir. We went on a walk. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was going to be a good date,
I
too.
I like doing
like, it's
things
not
with
like,
you.
I do pull Nate's chain a lot, to be completely fair.
So I pull your chain once.
I pull your chain
the
all
world?
The time. But this
you
was going to be like a real thing. Like, I really
is,
wanted
right?
to take him out on a date.
I
like, I had a plan and
chain.
Everything.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
No. You lost your chance, sir. You're going to have to create Project X to get back in my good side.
You're the reason we're not going on this date now.
I
you
know, and
this,
you're
right?
missing out.
And, like, I'd be very open
I
to
am
going
a
on
fun
this
time.
Date. Yeah, so let's go on this date.
Wasn't the rule, we were at your parents' house.
No, these were rules you made for yourself. I never agreed to these rules.
I made a claim that in order for Nate to finally get to be asked to go out on
to
the
go
date,
on this
I
date
go
again.
On. Yeah, Nate has
to
ask me out
three
on
times.
Three dates. Yeah, you have to, and I have to go out on them.
Huh? So where do you want to go? Everything's closed.
You were the one. You asked me on a date. Maybe it would have been convenient if you had just said yes to my date idea, but it's a precious idea and I'm never going to reveal it to you until I'm going to use it. So now you're going to have to use your little creative brain.
Yep. Yep.
Little punk.
You're oh such a hypocrite, gosh. You know this?
I know. I'm well aware.
Okay.
Trash person.
As
I'm
long
just
as
a
you're
trash,
aware,
garbage
that's fine
person.
By me.
So funny.
Yeah.
So.
How does that make you feel?
Better question.
Do you want to debrief? You want to talk about that?
That you rejected me? I think I've been pretty clear about my feelings on it.
You know, it was just a joke, right? It was just a
I feel
ha-ha.
Rejected. I feel unimportant.
Paula, this is just a joke.
I feel like I feel overlooked.
Uh-huh. You're not, well, you are overlooked all the time because of how much shorter you are than me.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm funny. Just like my joke
I
when
feel
I go,
like you're
oh.
not taking me seriously. I'm just kidding, by the way, everyone. This is just how I
Now it comes out that you're kidding. See, you've only ever said you're kidding. Now
but
that you're,
I will
it's
say
on
my,
record,
I will say
now that it's
truth.
On the
there's,
air.
There's a kernel of truth to it.
What?
I don't think I would have had this. I mean, you pull my chain all the time, but
yeah.
I don't always react like this.
No, you
imagine
don't.
If I always react. I obviously was very hurt in the moment.
I was
and
kidding.
And this is my way of dealing with it.
Joking.
Joking is my coping mechanism.
Come on. You have those responses all the time whenever I do cute things for you.
Cute things?
Yeah.
Like
ever
what?
Compliment you or anything like that? If I ever tell you I love you, you're like, what do you want? Like, you get all suspicious.
It's true, because you never show me any affection.
Why? I show you affection all the time. I cuddle with you every single morning before work. I get up, I shower, I brush my teeth. The only thing that I have to do before I go to work is get dressed. And so I jump in bed with you, and I cuddle you for about 20 minutes. Then I get up, I get dressed, and I go back to work.
It's true. He treats me very, very well.
It must be terrible to be you. Let me tell ya. Wow, life must be so hard to be Paula. We truly are turning into my parents. They just bicker back and forth.
You think? That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I do think I think I was hurt in the moment.
Why?
And then I made a joke and then I got mad. And then, like, the feelings never left. I don't know why I was, like... I think...
Did you not realize it was a joke? Or are you just jealous I'm so much funnier than you?
I think I got hurt because it didn't feel like a joke at all, and it still doesn't.
Oh my God.
I'm still hurt.
It was a joke. Get over yourself.
I know. I'm just a little trash person. I gotta hold on to my gems when I get them.
Wow.
I'm not actually mad at you, though.
I don't know. Sounds like you're
you.
Pretty... I don't know if I believe that. I think I'm going to hear about this a little bit later on as well.
I think this is... I don't know. When will this go away?
I'm just going to stop bringing it up. That's going to be my strategy.
Look at that face right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Buddy boy.
Buddy boy. I think our chit-chat boxes are...
They're
more,
all over the place.
I think they're more entertaining than our chat box podcast main episodes.
Because it's just me yelling
Should
at you.
Should we just not have prompts? Should we just, like, hit the record button and talk?
I mean, would you put more effort into that?
I would put less effort into that because I would hit the record button and just talk and then upload it.
We could try it out. We could try it out.
We could.
We could do it. I mean, we already basically do it.
No, in our main episodes, we use music. We have an intro. We have an outro. We have specific things we talk about on the podcast.
I think that's what probably makes it interesting, though. Could you imagine the last episode? Aubrey is literally texting us about how chaotic it was.
Yeah, and that makes it fun. That makes it fun for our listeners. I think with Project X, the podcast portion of Project X will be more developed. We'll have those sideshows inside of it. And we'll use only one song if it makes you feel better.
I think it'd just be easier.
It'll be easier?
Yeah.
What?
We should make our own song.
Okay. I have. I'm a published artist.
Exactly. You guys can look up Nate's
no, don't do
album
it.
Of
don't,
music.
Don't,
it's called
Don't Reveal
It.
No.
To start.
Oh, you're rude. I didn't want that out.
Look
there.
It up. It's actually pretty good.
I wanted to just be unknown.
It will be, trust me. We do not have a following.
God, no, it's on record.
Does that hurt you?
Yeah, you violated my trust there.
Oh, no.
Guess
this
what?
This is where Nate gets me back.
It's the end of this episode. Okay, 10 minutes. Bye, people.
Bye.